need to do? Yeah. Have you clicked it over so you can do the bit? No. Right. If you can cast your minds back to 2015, in January of that year, I spoke about the armour of God. You seem to remember that. And I'm not going to speak about the armour of God tonight, but today's really been about soldiers in a way. And I'm going to talk a little bit about soldiers and still keep the Remembrance Sunday theme going for today. Basically, the reason for that, it doesn't end after this morning's service. A lot of people think Remembrance Sunday, at that specific moment in time, when we have that moment of silence, after that's done, it's done. It's a continuous thing. And in some ways, we really only focus on it at one point in the year. At one time in the year, when really we should reflect on it quite often. We should reflect on what has been done for each of us to enable us to live in a relative peaceful society. Even though it's still far from perfect, and perfection will not be there until we're in the kingdom of heaven with our Lord. But another part of it is, I think it should motivate each of us in our Christian lives, in how we project ourselves forward in life and in spirit. A lot of times when my father used to preach, and also when Mark's dad used to preach, during their message, they would break into song. Now, I'm not going to sing for you, so you can be thankful of that. But they did have quite good voices, and they would like to bring a song into the message as well. But I'm going to bring a song in tonight, but I'm not going to sing it. I'm going to read it to you, and then I've got a recording that I'd like you to listen to as well, which is a modern day version of that same song, although it does miss out a couple of verses. It still has the same character within the song itself. A soldier didn't only serve his country. He served his leader. He served that person in authority, his officer in command. And I want to draw a similarity here. Is that not like our own personal service to the Lord? I'm going to challenge each of us tonight, maybe to reinvigorate your service to God. This evening, I'm going to say, are we a soldier to Christ? Now, you might think, oh, well, I'm here, at church? So obviously that answers, yeah, I'm a soldier to God. I come every Sunday. So yeah, I'm a soldier for God. But is that just making us a little bit like that Remembrance Sunday? It's only on that particular day when we can say, I'm a soldier to God. Shouldn't it be every day? Shouldn't we take up our spiritual armour every day? I'm not going to be talking about the armour of God tonight. I did that in 2015. But what I'm going to be talking about tonight is you and your involvement in Christ's army as a soldier of God. Now, it's a hard task for us to take on. It's not going to be easy. It's a challenge. You're going to have to get physical. Now, you might be thinking, well, I'm not really made for a physical challenge. It's physical spiritually. It's physical using those gifts of the armour of God which are readily available to each and every one of us. And it's a constant. It's not something which is going to be happening just on a Sunday. It's not something which is going to be happening just a certain point within a year. It's something which is a daily event. It's something which is a hourly sacrifice to God. It's something which you live or should live your life by every moment and every hour as a soldier for God. In 2 Timothy 2 verse 3, and this is the only reading that I'll be bringing tonight, it's just one verse, it says these, join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Is that part of your life? It might not read as a very nice verse. It might not read as a verse that you particularly would turn to and enjoy reading. But that's the challenge that God has given each and every one of us. And is it a challenge you're wanting to take up tonight? Is this an easy task? Clearly not. The writer here says, join with me. He knows of the persecution which a soldier of Christ will face. He knows of the daily challenge which happens every moment as a Christian. He knows what serving God means. It's nice to think a Christian is a happy, clappy person. It's nice to have that rose-coloured picture of a Christian life. But clearly, here, it tells us a Christian life is something completely different. That service for God, that following our master, following our officer, so to speak, is not going to be that rosy picture. Join me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. What do we do? To me, the easy answer to this verse is to just stop reading it at that point. Just say, I like the rosy coloured picture. I'm happy being a happy, clappy Christian. I like the Sunday service. I can come along, sing my song, and have that nice warm feeling and go away rejoicing. But here it says, join with me in the suffering. It doesn't say join with me in the happy clappy. It doesn't say that every day we're going to have a good time. It says, join with me in the suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. So do we stop in our service? Does our service just stop on the happy side? Do we stop in our soldiership? As a task before us suddenly got hard. Are you a soldier for Christ? Is this you? Are you that soldier? That suffering man, that suffering woman. Is your heart bleeding for Christ? Are you walking the path that Christ walked? Or have you retired at the first hurdle? Now, if you've retired at the first hurdle, it's going to be a hard Christian walk for you. Christ wants you to be that active soldier. Or is it a case that you've come along your journey? But things have just got too difficult. and your boots have taken a little bit of wear. And so you've decided that I'm all right with the happy clappy side. But when it comes to the serious stuff, when it comes to that join with me in the suffering, you've hanged your boots up. A long, long time ago, somebody wrote a song that I'm not going to sing. But it was a very inspirational song. And it was before the wars, in fact. And the song was written, from what little bit of research I've done about it, allegedly to motivate the children on their way to church. It's had a very interesting history, this song. It's had a lot of things against it. Even some churches have stopped singing it for various different kinds of reasons, for it not being politically correct. Now, when I was a child, so it's still was around, and is around now. But when I was a child and in my generation, I can remember singing this song at morning assembly. And it's still sung now. But it has had quite an interesting history. And I would put it probably with some of the great hymns of the day. But with a lot of songs, it's a song that we can just sing and we sing it. We don't really think about the words that was written within it. We don't really grasp the words and the meaning behind them. And the motivation. And more importantly, as I think with a lot of songs and even choruses, we don't act upon the words that we're saying. Just like this particular verse that I've read out to us, it's a verse which we need to act upon. In this scripture in Timothy, we read suffering. And that meant hardship. That meant pain. That meant strife. There's no nice way to put that verse. That verse is a meaningful verse and should be meaningful in each of our lives. Join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. The hymn which I'm referring to is Onward, Christian Soldiers. There's five verses within that hymn. And a little chorus as well. Yeah, a little chorus as well. It starts with saying, "Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ, the royal master, leads against the foe, forward into battle, see his banner go." And then the chorus between the verses is, "Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before." The next verse is, "At the name of Jesus, Satan's host doth flee. On then, Christian soldiers, on to victory. Hell's foundations quiver at the shout of praise. Brothers, lift your voices, loud your anthem raise. Like a mighty army, move the church of God. Brothers, we are treading where the saints have trod. We are not divided, all one body we, one in hope and doctrine, one in charity. Crowns and thorns may perish, kingdom rise and wane, but the church of Jesus constant will remain. Gates of hell can never gainst the church prevail. We have Christ's own promise, which can never fail. Onward then, ye people, join our happy throng. Blend with ours your voices in triumph song. Glory, praise and honour unto Christ the King. This through countless ages men and angels sing." While I was researching this particular song, I came across a modern version of it. And I've brought a recording in for that for you to hear. It is all of the song except verses 2 and 3. But it puts it in a modern way. And although these old songs, because this was written back in, I believe, 1865, but I might be wrong. It might be another part of the 1800s, but I think it was 1865. A lot of them are written in an old English way. But the words have great meaning. And even though in this song, the song itself is played in a modern way, they do use exactly the same words, which I thought was great. So I'll let you listen to the song, and then I've just got some more thoughts after it. Karen, please. Is it not doing it? Yeah. Has it gone up to middle bit? No, I'll just go and have a look.
Christian!
That were you bitter happy clappy. I thought it brought a different twist on the song, but it's the same words that they use, and I thought it were quite different to bring it, probably better than I could sing it anyway. So tonight, are we men and women of faith? Are we taking the words in that song as a literal part of our lives? The bit I did like about that version is they emphasise the fact onward. Not static, but onward. As a soldier for Christ, that's the direction we should be in. We should be taking that soldiership into our hearts. We should be soldiers in our own right for Christ. And that means here and now in God's army. And in our daily lives. Every moment while we are alive, this is our challenge. To take up the cross and stand for Jesus. I went to get, I've got a copy of Redemption in my home. It belongs to the church. I haven't stolen it. It's just at home. And I went to get the words out of the Redemption hymnal to write down for my message tonight. And I always try and think, is this the right message to bring tonight? Is this the right time for this message? And I don't know how many songs there is in the Redemption hymnal, but I think it goes into the 900s, somewhere around that region. I opened the Redemption hymnal up on this very page. Out of all the songs within that book, it opened up on this very page. So I thought, yeah, it must be right for tonight, this message. Lift Christ before you, wherever you are. Words in this song. Take that royal banner. Sing His praise. Words in that song. Join the army. Words in that song. What is the difference with this army? It's a mighty army for God. Words in that song. What's our purpose in this army as a soldier of Christ? All as one. One body. Words in that song. Where do we get this great power from? Christ alone. Words in that song. Our strength will not perish. Words in that song. In Christ, you will not fail. Words in that song. The song goes on. You can join triumphant, victorious, together as a soldier of Christ and onward in Him. Do songs have a purpose? Yeah. Are they written with the inspiration of God? I think so. Do we just sing them and think, oh, that's a nice happy clappy song? Or do we reflect on the words? Christ is giving you a challenge tonight, an opportunity tonight to reflect on the words in His scripture and the words in this song. In Scripture, we've read just one verse of a big book. Join with me in suffering, like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. In song, it said ditto. Onward is a challenge for each one of us. It's easy to hang the boots up. It's easy to fall at the first hurdle. But Christ wants a soldier in each of us tonight. And He wants us to join together in victory for Him. Amen.